Hey y'all, welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. This week, we are talking about setting boundaries as women and learning to say no. Most women are not taught to set boundaries. They're taught to give and give and give until they can barely stand it themselves. And then they wonder why they feel like a shell of a person. Setting boundaries is not about saying no or shutting people out. It's about respecting yourself enough so that you can say yes to what matters most in your life. We all want to be good people and do the right thing. We want to be the kind of person who will help a friend with their homework or take care of their kids when they're sick or give them money for groceries. But sometimes what's good for someone else isn't good for us. Setting boundaries is important because it makes you feel like you have more control over your life. And it allows you to focus on things that are important to you without feeling guilty about being there for everyone else. It also helps others, people learn how to take care of themselves so they don't rely on others as much. You hear it a lot. Women are taught to be nice. It's so ingrained in us that we don't even realize it anymore. We're taught to put others first and make sure everyone else is happy and comfortable, even if it means that we're not. But here's the thing, no one benefits from you being unhappy or unfulfilled. We all want to be liked. But y'all, there's a difference between being liked and being kind. Sometimes you need to set boundaries for yourself in order to take care of yourself. And that can be really hard, especially if you're used to saying yes all the time because you want people to like you. Does this sound like you? So let's talk about saying yes. I want to talk about the word yes and how it's been used in our culture and society for so long and how it's led us to this place where we feel like we're constantly trying to please other people. We're all guilty of it, saying yes when we really mean no. We say yes because we don't want to offend anyone or hurt their feelings or make them think that they aren't good enough. So we say yes even when deep down inside, we know that saying no would be better for us, better for our relationships, better for the world at large. Have you ever felt like you're doing things for other people, but you don't have time to take care of yourself? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Your boss asks you to stay late to finish a project, and so you do. Your friend asks if they can borrow money, and so you say yes. Your partner wants to go on vacation, and so you say yes. And maybe it's nice to be so accommodating. But after a while, it starts to feel like no matter what you do or how hard you work, there's never enough time in the day for anything else. And then there's this thing called self-care, which sounds great, but seems impossible when everything else has priority over your needs. So many of us have been taught to say yes to everything. We're raised to be polite and accommodating, and we're told that saying no is rude and unkind. But what if I told you there was another way? What if I told you that saying yes all the time when you want to say no, that it's hurting those around y'all? Every time something gets your yes, something else gets your no. It is your marriage. It is your kids. It is your mental health. So many people feel like they have to be the one who says yes, to be that person who will do anything for anyone. But what happens when you are so depleted from giving so much of yourself away? What happens when everyone around you is relying on you to be the person who has it all together and takes care of everyone else first? I know it's easy to get caught up in the idea of being selfless. You want to do everything for everyone else because you care so deeply about them. You want to make them happy and give them everything they need because you know what it feels like to be left out or unloved. It's easy to get caught up in this idea of being selfless, but is it really selfless when it comes at such a high cost? When we're constantly giving and giving until we have nothing left for ourselves, what happens then? What happens when we finally feel like we have nothing left to give? We start resenting the people who are taking from us, or we just start shutting down completely. You're not being selfless. You're tired and burnt out. And that's okay to admit. It's okay to take care of yourself, to ask for help, or even just take some time off from caring for others. It's okay to say no. It doesn't make you any less valuable than anyone else. It just makes you human. And what if I told y'all that by saying no, we can actually be kinder and more empathetic to others? We can be more compassionate because we're not just trying to please everyone else. We're focused on what we want. And it's a lot easier to understand someone else when they're trying to get their needs met. We need to stop caring so much about what other people think. We need to stop being afraid of conflict or rejection. We need to stop feeling like we have to give in all the time and start making decisions based on what feels right for us as individuals. It's not easy when you're a sensitive or empathetic person. And by the way, being sensitive is not a bad thing. You care deeply about the feelings of others and want to do what's best for everyone around you. But sometimes doing what's best for everyone else means you have to give up something for yourself. And that can hurt you. Sometimes doing what's best for everyone else is creating boundaries to protect yourself and allow them to grow by doing it themselves. It's important to remember that it's okay to say no sometimes or make decisions based on what you want as an individual. You can't be everything to everyone, and sometimes it's better to ask for help than try to do everything yourself. And here is the good news. Setting boundaries is easier than you think, but it will require some internal inspection on your part into why you struggle to say no. I know it feels like you're letting people down when you say no to doing something they've asked of you, but I want to assure you that there is no shame in saying no. It's not selfish to ask for what you need and deserve. It's not selfish to put your own needs first sometimes. And it's not selfish to say no when someone asks something of you that makes you uncomfortable or doesn't align with your values. You are allowed to have limits and boundaries, and they're valid. You don't owe anyone anything, not even an explanation, when it comes to saying no. If someone asks something of you that makes you feel uncomfortable or isn't a good fit for your values, just say no. Your opinion matters too. And if a person doesn't respect your opinion or try to understand where you're coming from, then maybe that relationship isn't worth keeping. When I have the choice to say yes or no in a situation, I always ask myself two questions. Is this serving God or your higher power, your higher being, your values, my goals, and my family? And is it bringing me joy? When I ask these questions, I don't think about the present moment. I think about the long-term consequences. If something isn't serving those things in a way that will bring me joy later down the road, then I just don't do it. I also try to remember that this applies to every aspect of my life, not just work or career choices. It can be as simple as saying yes or no to an invitation from someone who wants you around, but doesn't really care about what makes you happy. Or saying yes instead of no when you're invited out for dinner with friends because they want your company, but not necessarily what makes you smile inside when you're with them. We spend way too much time saying yes to things that aren't bringing us joy, when we could be saying yes to things that are actually helping us live the life we are called to live. We all have our own unique calling and purpose, but too many of us are spending our days swimming in a sea of busyness, trying to make everyone else happy instead of making ourselves happy. We're giving away our time, energy, and resources in exchange for money or praise. But neither of those things will bring y'all true happiness. The only way to find true happiness is by being honest about what you want out of your life and then acting on it. And sometimes that means saying no to things that don't align with your values. When you say yes to something that doesn't align with your values, you're essentially telling yourself, this isn't important enough, or I don't matter enough. When you say no instead, you're saying no to someone else's idea of how you should use your time and yes to what matters most, you. Sometimes when you're feeling like you've been giving and giving to other people's needs and wants, it can seem like a big step to start setting boundaries. And it's okay to start small. It can be hard to make big changes in your life, especially when you're trying to prioritize yourself and your needs. But if you start small, you'll be able to maintain the momentum from your successes and continue on in your journey of self-care. Set boundaries in small ways that don't feel drastic, but still make a big difference in how much energy you spend feeling like someone else's needs are more important than yours. For example, maybe you're the kind of person who always puts their kids before themselves, and that makes it hard for you to be present for your partner or friends. Maybe you're the kind of person who has a hard time saying no to work, or even just taking a break from work because you want to prove yourself as an employee. It's not that these things aren't important, they are, but they shouldn't come at the expense of what makes you happy, and most importantly, your mental health. You need to remember that no one can make sure everyone is taken care of. Sometimes you need time to yourself, and sometimes your kids need time away from you so everyone can come back less stressed. If you're feeling guilty or thinking you should be putting your kids before yourself, it's totally normal. We all do it sometimes. We are often taught that putting ourselves first is selfish and wrong, but the opposite is actually true. But what you may not realize is that taking care of yourself is as important a part of taking care of your kids. It might seem like it's the opposite, like if you're doing something for yourself, then you must not be doing something for them. But really, the best way to take care of your kids is to make sure that you are taking care of yourself too. When you make time for yourself, it allows you to be a better parent and a better person by allowing your energy to flow freely into your life. The same thing is true with your marriage. If you're feeling sluggish or emotional or frustrated because you haven't been taking care of yourself lately, then it can definitely show in your interactions with your kids and spouse. You don't want that. It's important to remember that taking care of yourself doesn't mean you don't love or care about your children, your family, or friends. It means that you're making room for them and all those other people in your life by giving yourself the space and energy they deserve too. We've all been there. You're exhausted. You don't know how you're going to make it through the day, let alone the rest of your life. It's as if every part of your body is weighed down with exhaustion and stress. But no matter how much sleep you get or how many cups of coffee you drink, you just can't seem to shake it off. You're probably thinking, how did I get here? How did things get so out of control? And most importantly, what am I going to do about it? Asking yourself these questions is a great place to start, but they're not the only questions worth asking yourself. The first step is always the same, self-care. You have to take care of yourself before you can take care of anyone else. And that means knowing when you need and then making sure you get it. The first thing you need to do is sit down with yourself and make a list of things that bring you joy and things that are draining you. Get real with yourself so you have an idea of where to do more internal work. Once this list is done, take a look at what drains your energy most frequently and ask yourself why it does. Is it because these things overwhelm your senses? Or does something else about them bother you? Are you afraid of them? Why are you afraid of them? Once you've got a handle on what makes you feel good and what makes you feel bad, then it's time to start thinking about how those things affect others. When people think about how to do the work of self-care, they often start with the question, what do I need? And that's a good place to start, but it's not where I want to end. Because if you're anything like me, and I'm willing to bet you probably are, then when you ask yourself what you need, the answer is usually something like, I need more sleep, or maybe even better, I need regular exercise. But those aren't really answers at all. They're just symptoms of a larger problem. And until we can identify that problem and deal with it directly, any efforts towards self-care are only going to lead us further down the rabbit hole. That's why I choose instead to start from a different place. Why do I feel this way? When we answer that question, we have a chance to make some real progress towards understanding what's going on inside of our minds and hearts. I mean, think about it. If we're trying to take care of our bodies by getting more sleep or exercising more often, but we still feel exhausted and unwell when we wake up in the morning, or if we spend all day sweating it out at the gym, but still feel exhausted after working out, in both cases, what are you really doing? We're putting Band-Aids on deeper wounds and hoping that will fix everything. So I know this has been a really heavy episode, but let's just take a second to breathe, okay? Just, we're all working so hard to take care of ourselves and our bodies. And that's awesome. And sometimes we get so focused on taking care of our bodies that we forget how much more important it is to take care of ourselves mentally. So if you're feeling like you're spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere, maybe it's time to reevaluate what taking care of yourself actually means. If you're struggling to set boundaries with other people, try setting them with yourself first. Maybe that means saying no more frequently or asking for help on things that have become too much to handle on your own. Maybe it means taking a break from social media or even just doing something nice for yourself every day, like getting a massage or eating an extra serving of vegetables, drinking more water. Today, I want you to take some time out of your day to reflect on where you feel like you need boundaries and how you can truly figure out what you need in order to ensure that you're healthy too. I hope this episode inspires you to think about your own needs and whether or not they're being met. And if they aren't, then I hope it gives you some ideas about how to start setting boundaries for yourself and then for others. Because we all deserve to feel our best. And if we don't, then who will? In case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved. Don't forget, empowered voices make a difference. Make sure yours is being heard.